tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes.
In what God is doing. Mm-hmm. In our salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You got to rejoice in the salvation that you have in Jesus Christ, man. It brings joy. We are redeemed. No wonder that the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You are redeemed, saved.
And that's why we say it every day, because we could easily record that as our intro for the radio program, but we don't. We say it each and every broadcast.
Now, come on.
To make your day count. That this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in this day. We declare it each and every day over the air, out of our own mouth, and then back in our own ear as well. We declare it. We say it over and over again. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
We have whatsoever we say. And don't go say now, Pastor Beckford and Dad, they're motivated. No, we're not. It's Mark 11. Mark 11, 22 says, whosoever say to this mountain and does not have doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he say, he shall have whatsoever he says. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I back up what I'm saying by the word of God. I'm saying it and I'm having it because I got to convince myself. I'm not trying to convince the world. I'm convincing
myself
that I'm going to make my day count. I'm convincing myself this morning that this is the day the Lord has made, and I am going to rejoice in spite of the fiery trials coming. I will rejoice. All right.
We will be unshakable through the fire when the fire comes. We will be unshakable through the fire when the fire comes. We left off yesterday in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire,
may be found
to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The genuineness of your faith. In order to test the genuineness of something, there is a trial.
Yes.
In order to test the genuineness of the diamond, there is a trial.
Go on.
You find a ring and you're wondering, you and the person you're with, is it real? Is it not a real?
Well,
you do a trial.
Yeah.
You can run that diamond across a mirror.
Yes.
You do a trial.
Yeah.
Is it harder than the mirror? Is it able to cut the glass? If it is, then there's a good chance that it's a real diamond. If it starts to shed, it's plastic.
Test that thing. Because it look good, but it feet are good.
You check the genuineness.
Come on.
Through a trial. You test it. When a scientist does different experiments and such, they do various trials. They want to see, are they getting consistent results? They want to be able to prove their hypothesis. They want to be able to have factual data to present.
Okay, Dan. We're going to go back to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We're going to go back to the moon. So we build the vehicle to take us back to the moon. But we says the first time it going up, we ain't putting no man in there.
Do a trial.
We're going to try it. Test it, y'all. The genuineness of this spaceship. We want to see how genuine this baby is.
Can it stand the fire, the change, when it goes through the atmosphere?
There. Come on, somebody. Watch this. So NASA not putting no human life in it. Mm-hmm. Because he has not been tested yet. He hasn't gone through the trial yet. He hasn't gone through the earth atmosphere. The heat hasn't taken it yet. Because it's going, if you listen or study the amount of pressure that thing is going to be under, the amount of heat that it's going to be under, they're not putting a human being in there yet. They're going to test it. And you know when they're going to have rejoice? When it goes and come back, and all is well. Then they say, oh yeah, we got this, baby. The genuineness. This thing is what now? Genuine. Come
and
on, guys.
All the trials that they did last Monday when they were getting ready to launch and they were going through all their checkpoints, I know they were glad that they did all those trials when they realized, no, let's not launch on today. Scrub it. Because something was not correct.
Right.
So they did those trials, they did those tests to see what adjustments had to be made so that it would be a successful launch, a productive launch, not a waste of money and a tragedy of all kinds of things that could happen.
It's $1 billion. Mm-hmm. They don't want to waste $1 billion like that. They will blow up $1 billion? Come on, somebody, this Tuesday morning. They're going to make sure it's okay. That's why 1 Peter chapter 4 tells us, brethren, sisters, brother, dear friend in the Lord Jesus Christ, do not think it strange that this thing, some fiery trial is happening to you. It is good for you. It is to test your genuineness. It's to test your genuineness. Is to help you, is to show you who you really are. That's all it's doing. Mm-hmm. That those trials are showing you who you really are. Mm-hmm. If you are connected or not. So I said, don't think it's all strange. There's this thing. It's a test. Mm-hmm. It's only a test. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come to destroy you. It's only a test. Mm-hmm. To make you make, like you said, Diane, the adjustment. Mm-hmm. You will know that I need to tighten up in this area. This area I need to tighten up into. God is not out to punish you. Mm-hmm. Because some people think God is only sitting there, Diane, with a stopwatch waiting for you to mess up so he can punish you. No, that's not the God I serve. God is not out there ready to punish you, or God is going to send you to the flaming fire. He's watching you. Oh, here it goes. Boom.
We must learn, as Paul said, to be content in every situation. Adversity, when times are good, at times when things are on the high, when things are on the low, we must learn, as Paul said, we have to learn how to be content. And then we're able to boldly declare, as he did in Philippians chapter 4, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Why could he do all things? Because he learned. How did he learn? Through the trials.
Yes.
How did he learn? Through the fire.
Yes.
He learned how to be content. He learned the genuineness of his faith. He learned it. You can't learn it without a trial, without trying it. You cannot learn it without doing it.
Right.
You could hear about something, but until you actually can do it, you haven't learned
it. You have to be doing it. Yeah, that's why, Diane, you're a teacher, and you're actually your student. You guys got it? Yay, I got it.
Everything looks easy when the teacher's doing it. When the teacher is doing it, it looks so easy. Some scholars even go to sleep. That's how easy it looks until it's time for them to do it.
Yeah, they shouted, teacher, we got it. We're okay. Okay? And then you says, okay, Friday's a test. We'll see.
Wait, what did you say?
The genuineness of your faith, the genuineness of your belief system, how genuine it is, of who you say God really is, that genuineness will be tested. And that's if there's a God. It's tested you, and it tested me if what I'm saying is really what it is.
Yeah, the test to see if we're learning.
Yeah,
just like at the assessments at school, is to see, has there been any learning gains?
Yeah.
Has the scholar learned?
Learn.
So when the test comes, it's to demonstrate our learning. It's not to, oh, I got you, I gave you a test, you don't know. No, it's to demonstrate the learning. It's to be able to apply to a higher level what we have learned, to be able to build upon it. Because when the teacher sees, the whole class passed, they know it's time to move on. They see, the whole class failed, they know it's time to go back over it. So if we want to advance, we have to be excited to take and overcome, pass the trials, the tests.
Dad, when I was in school, you had that little group of smart kids who studied. And some teacher would be teaching us the subject, Dad. And we struggled to get it. And that little group, they risen. Teacher, when we going to get a test? Was a shit up. Why? They're ready for the test. They're ready to prove that they understood everything. They're ready to show off. And that's why they're hanging on the teacher. When we get in the test, when are you going to test us, Mrs. Brown?
Because they're ready for the fire.
They're ready for the
They're prepared. They're trained. They're equipped.
All right.
They're unshakable.
Yeah.
When the trial comes, when the fire comes, because they are prepared.
That's right.
Give me Romans chapter 8, looking at verse 16 and 17. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So when it's talking about suffering, that's the discipline to be able to learn something. He's saying we have a position. We are heirs. And there's another place where it talks about that even though an heir may be in the house, that he's no different than a slave until he comes of age, until he matures and rises to his full potential, to the high calling of that position. He comes into maturity. So while we are disciplining and such ourselves, while we are going through the various trials, while we are developing, while we are being purified, we're arising to that position of heir, joint heirs with Christ Jesus, that we also may be glorified together with him, not just in the afterlife, but in this life. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. What does that mean? We know that we know that we know that we are of God. We are children. We are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs with Christ, and we're glorified together with God. We go through the fire. We demonstrate the genuineness of faith, that it's our connection with God that brings us through. It's our connection with God that qualifies us as joint heirs with Christ Jesus. It's your connection with God that qualifies you. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams. Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.
You are listening to WMI.